So if you think God's worthy to be praised, you're allowed to say Amen if you're of Anglican extraction, and Amen if you're a Penty. All right? Okay. Thank you, Lord. It's good to have God's presence here this morning. I was sitting in my chair saying, God, we need your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. And it was just lovely during the worship time to just have that sense of God's presence with us, because that's what we need more than anything else, isn't it? We need Him in our lives. We're going to be looking at Psalm 46. If you've got your Bibles, if you haven't got your Bibles, which you should have, I've got the acetate up. There is grace, so you're forgiven this time, but you must bring your Bibles next time, because the Bible is a very good book. All right? Okay. This is my holiday psalm. About 20 years ago now, somewhere between 18 and 20 years ago, I was on holiday in Spain. My parents lived in Spain for a while. My mother and father had started to live out in Spain. Unfortunately, my father died very soon afterwards. But not long before that, I went out there for the holidays. My dad had work abroad, so I would go be at school in England and then go out there during the holidays. I was a teenager and I was a Christian, and my parents weren't really at that time. It was quite hard. It's interesting this word came up this morning about loneliness, because actually being a non-Christian, or being a Christian rather, in a non-Christian environment, isn't always easy. For the whole of the holiday time, I used to try and just make sure that I really was going on with God and my own relationship with Him. There was no church to go to really that spoke English or really believed the Bible, as far as I could find. There was one, I think the bus went past in Barcelona or somewhere, but where we were, there was nothing really. So everything I had to find in my own relationship with God. And it's times like that that you really find God. And during that holiday, I read Psalm 46. I learnt it off by heart. I memorized it. I prayed it. I really got it inside. And this psalm means an awful lot to me. When my father died, he died out in Spain. I had to go out there that night. My mother was there by herself. And a few mornings later, for my mum, this was a terrible time. And the hardest thing for her was waking up in the morning and finding that the person that she'd loved and been married to all those years wasn't there beside her. And I didn't really quite understand it, but because I'd got this psalm inside me, and it was kind of my Spanish psalm as well, my family psalm, there's a verse in there where it says, verse 5, God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. And I just remember sharing that with my mum. And she was very open to God, as we often are in times of crisis. And she thanked me for that. And we prayed that God would help her at that time. And the first part of this psalm is really about crisis times. This psalm is split into three very clear sections. Split up by this word Selah. You can see at the end of verse 3, Selah, which apparently can mean, it may mean pause or crescendo or musical interlude, but it's basically a break in the psalm. And so it's split up by that word there, verse 7 again, Selah. And there are three things here to help us in our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is the most important thing in our lives. Beth read that a bit out of the Beatitudes. Food and clothing, who cares? You know, life is more than what we're wearing. And the most important thing is what's going on the inside, isn't it? Not what's on the outside. It doesn't matter what you look like so much as what you look like on the inside. And the first part of this, I split this up into to three R's. Okay, this isn't back to school time where we're learning the three R's again. This is a different three R's. The first one is our refuge. God is our refuge. The second one, which is the second part of the psalm, is God is a river. And the third part of the psalm is God brings us rest. And those three things are really important in our relationship with God. First of all, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. An ever-present, the New International Version says. An ever-present help in trouble. So we're talking about trouble here this morning. Anyone here in trouble? You don't have to put your hand up. We don't want anybody asking too many questions, do we? We are all in trouble. We're all in trouble in different ways. I guarantee that there is not one of us that doesn't have some situation in their life which is challenging them at this time. I seem to specialize in these things, in troubles. You just think you've got through one and then, whoa, in comes the next one. Maybe it's because I said long ago to God, do whatever you have to do to make me walk with you and to make me go on with you. I gave him permission when I was a teenager to have the whole of my life. And I said, Lord, whatever you want to do with my life, you can do. And he's taken me up on it. And it's trouble, trouble, trouble. There's a Greek word in the New Testament for pressure. It's called thlipsis. And all over the New Testament you find this thing, pressure, pressure, pressure. We don't like pressure, do we? When we're under pressure, what's really in us comes out. And that's why God puts us under pressure, so that we can see what we're like and how we're doing. And then we can go back to Him to get ourselves sorted out. But trouble is a great thing. I came back from holiday this time. The second part of the holiday with Alex and James in the tent was was the proverbial busman's holiday. And but it was tremendous that week. Joe had her back, and I was ferrying her backwards and forwards to the power pack meetings. I had Alex and James in the tent, and we were all changing through that. And it was quite an experience. But actually, I really met with the presence of God there, because I knew that as long as I was walking with Him, I'd be fine. And I was praying like mad, getting close to Him, and in a difficult situation really all week. I came back from holiday and immediately find that the business has had a really bad month. Really bad month. And the press, we had a printer came in, a temporary printer, who disappeared halfway through the day, picked up his wages from the temp agency, and left me with a broken press. They'd not solved that problem by the time I got back. There was a traffic light outside the shop being mended. There was a power surge which blew a hard disk which contained the most important data, and which, because we were using it at the time, hadn't been backed up properly. I mean, it was a nightmare. And I went into work on the Sunday afternoon after the meeting, and I thought to myself, God, I do not want to go to work today. I don't want to. But I've learned enough to know I am going to praise the Lord. Because there is no viable alternative. Anika, you know this is true. I say to Anika, how are you doing? And she says, praise the Lord. And I know what she's talking about. We have no choice. Job said, though the Lord slay me, yet will I praise Him. Because I know that everything is in my relationship with Him. And I can't afford to get down. I may be praising Him for selfish reasons. I know I've got to praise Him to keep my heart right, to keep my mind in order, to keep my body functioning so I don't get depressed in my trouble. But I will praise Him. And we need trouble. We need trouble. And so we thank Him for all the difficult situations. This morning, as I was preparing for this talk, I said, thank you for this situation, Lord. Thank you for that situation. Thank you for this. thank you for that. And I was naming all the difficult things. And then suddenly, it's better. It may not be better on the outside, but it's better on the inside. And we need to praise Him to cope. God is our refuge. A refugee is someone who is running away. You ever felt like running away? I felt like running away. You know, sometimes life just seems so tough, you just want to find a hole somewhere or a bed somewhere you can just go and lie in and hope that when you open your eyes, everything will be better. A refugee is someone who is running away from something. You know, it's good to run away. Good to run away. As long as we're running to God, He is our refuge for the refugees. Whatever you're running away from, you may be running to the wrong thing. You may be running to your bed. You may be running to your medication. You may be running to people. Sometimes when we get in trouble inside, we just find, I must talk to somebody. We'll go around and, you know, anything but not talk to God. And we're avoiding the very, you know, reason we've got the trouble. Obviously, the devil gives us trouble. But sometimes God arranges trouble as well. God is our refuge and strength. So He wants us to come to Him to find the strength and the grace to cope with what we're going through. He is our refuge and our strength. An ever-present help in trouble. In the margin of my New American Standard Bible, which is a great Bible if you're trying to find out what words really mean, it says this: God is our refuge and strength, abundantly available for help in tight places. Alright? Trouble is, the Hebrew word means a tight place. Everything's getting very tight. The money's getting tight. The relationships are getting tight. Things are beginning to press in on us. There doesn't seem to be many options. The options are narrowing. Things are getting tight. The good news is that He is abundantly available for help in tight places. Abundantly available. I looked up the word abundantly, and it means abundantly. Available means literally that God is especially available to us when we're in trouble. In Psalm 34, verse 18, it says this: the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. How's your heart today? Have you got a broken heart? The Lord is close. Sometimes, I remember when my dad died, it was I was out in Spain for a week, and it was a terrible week. At one level, it was a terrible week. But at another level, it was an amazing week, because in the trouble, I so felt the presence of God. Because if we will react rightly, we will find God in the trouble. That's where He is to be found. He's especially close when we're in trouble. Loneliness. Loneliness. If we are lonely, we need to find that God is a friend and He wants to draw very close to us. Ever present in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and though the mountains quake with their surging. Okay? This is dramatic, isn't it? He's giving the picture of, I don't care what's happening in your life. It could be an earthquake. Everything's falling apart. The mountains are falling into the sea and the waves are beginning to rise up. How are we going to react? God is a mighty God, and we do not need to fear in these situations. I want to just come to the second point now. God is our refuge. At one level, our first reaction is to run to the refuge. I cried out to the Lord. That's one way of praying. I cried to the Lord. Anybody here cried to the Lord? Yeah. Usually in a desperate situation, we cry to the Lord. I remember one time having a tremendous fear in my life. that was really, really binding me. And I went away for a week just to spend, actually a few days to start with, to spend time just praying with God, because I was so fed up with this thing. And I remember going out into a field, and I just, where there was nothing but there but cows and me. And I shouted from the bottom of my heart, I shouted, God, help me. Because I just was so fed up with this thing that was pressing in on my life. A few days later, I was praying with somebody, and it was like God came into the room, and I so experienced the love of God. I just fell on my face. I didn't fall on my face. I just knelt on the ground, and I lay on the ground and just wept as waves of God's love came over me. Because I'd found God as my refuge. You see, we need to mean what we pray. It says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Sometimes in our situations, God's just wanting a real response from us. He's wanting us to pay attention, and things are getting bad, and you haven't made connection with Him for a few days, and then suddenly things are so bad. God, I need you. And He comes. Doesn't He? When we mean what we say, He comes. We're just singing choruses Sunday morning, hallelujah, you know, and we're kind of like, our mind is sort of wandering everywhere. It means nothing to God. But when you say, hallelujah, I love you, and you mean what you say, it means something to Him. It's very simple, but it needs to be said. The second thing here is there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I'm trying to read the New International Version as a change from my New American Standard Bible. So I'll probably be quoting from the New American Standard, but I'm trying to change my ways. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Aren't you glad there's a river? I'm telling you this morning, there is a river. There is a river, and its streams make glad the city of God. We are the city of God. I am part of that city, and you are. And the intention of this stream, the streams that flow from this river, is to make us happy people. Somebody said to me this morning, you know, how are you? And I said, this. Really, a lot of bad things happening in my life at the moment. But I'm happy. Because I've just learned a little bit about the river. I know I need to have that river flowing in my life. There is a river, and its streams make us glad. Let me just throw out a little statement, going back a little bit. God is attracted to weakness. Did you know that? Just a little aside, God is attracted to weakness. There's nothing wrong with being weak. When we're weak, we find His power. He's attracted to weakness. Jesus said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. You know, we did this the other day, didn't we, about this river inside us. Jesus said, if you believe in me, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. I don't know whether you spend time by yourself praising God, singing and praising and worshipping Him, but if you believe what you're doing, if you believe the words that are coming out of your mouth, if you believe that He is hearing you as you sing, and He is loving you as you love Him, and He is drawing near as you draw near to Him, then you will begin to experience a river inside. It's a river of praise. It's a river of worship. It's a river of love. It's a river of delight. This is how the psalmist explained it. Psalm 36, verse 8. They feast in the abundance of your house. You give them to drink from your river of delights. This isn't a New Testament thing. David experienced this as well. You give them to drink of the river of your delights. I know there is a river. There is a house where we can feast in the presence of our enemies. I've made up my mind about something. I don't care who I'm with. I don't care whether they like me or they don't like me. I am going to have a feast because he has laid a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And I'm going to enjoy Jesus. I'm going to enjoy the Lord. I'm going to enjoy his word. There's a table laid for you and me every day. Every day. It's good news, isn't it, this? Good news. Psalm 65 verse 9. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water. The New American Standard Version says this. It says this. The river of God is full of water. The river of God is full of water. There is a river. Its streams make glad the city of God. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you, praise you. We worship you this morning. Thank you for the river of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the wounds in your side. Thank you that blood and water flowed from your side, Lord, so that we might live, Lord. Thank you for the water that flowed from your side.